It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Right back to your phones, as promised. We'll mix back in and reset some of our Patriots thoughts later on this hour. But to you first, James and Lynn on Alex Cora. Hi, James.
Hi, guys. I just want to know, I don't think the draft pick conversation is as big as you guys are making it out to be. There's 36 rounds in the MLB draft. You can rebuild your farm system through the other mid rounds of the draft. First and second round pick is nothing.
Wrong.
You know, there's only one number one overall pick in the Hall of Fame, and Albert Pujols was the 13th round pick, and you can find guys in the middle rounds of the draft.
Where are you more likely to find them?
Top rounds, but they can opt to go to school, and you lose that pick anyway.
Yeah, again, you're trying to justify the value of the picks or losing the picks. The picks are valuable. Teams guard these picks now like gold. They've never put more value on the picks.
Again, the Red Sox are on the verge of trading their best player and MVP candidate because they don't want to lose draft picks for the luxury tax implications. Okay, so that's how much they value the draft picks. And that sort of stuff, that team building, those team building mechanisms. But the draft picks, they're going to trade Mookie Betts so they can save draft pick slots. Now, they're going to lose three times worse than anything they would have lost for the luxury tax because of the cheating.
I mean, I don't know where the caller's coming up with any of that. I mean, again, teams guard those picks now more than ever before. Who cares how long the draft is? The best players typically come from the first five rounds, call it. I mean, can you occasionally get a guy in the 36th or 52nd or whatever it was for Mike Piazza? Sure. If he gets a little help later in his career.
Alan in Florida, your thoughts today?
Yeah, well, first of all, you guys are insinuating that John Henry doesn't want to fire Alex Cora?
No, well, Shaughnessy said what he's understanding today is that the Red Sox are going to stand by him.
Yeah, I know what Shaughnessy said, and I'll tell you one thing. It's completely ridiculous. I mean, he doesn't mind that this is a guy that cheated his own team. I mean, he's going to look, you're right, the media is going to crush him. The fans are going to crush him. People like me are going to crush him. He has to be a complete imbecile. I mean, you know what his personality is. Maybe his brain is the same as his personality. I mean, you've got to fight. And, you know, Mike, you're making light of this. This guy deserves a lifetime ban.
No,
I'm
come
sorry.
On, Alan. Yeah,
no, I believe it. I mean, this is a guy, he's so cocky that he did it once. If he did it once, okay. Then he went and did it again. Come on. And more or less brags about it and cocky about it and thinks he can get away with it. I'm sorry. This guy has no place. I don't care where he goes. He has no place with the Red Sox. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. And I also...
Okay, well, hold on. Two things. I'll hit on this. First of all, Henry should fire him because the public fallout he'll face if he doesn't. That's not the reason to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. That is not the reason to do it.
You do what's right. Sometimes the right thing is often unpopular.
Correct.
So that should have nothing to do. The PR should have nothing to do with it. Henry should do what's right.
The Astros just put him in a tough spot.
Okay, so the Astros set a standard. Now, Henry has to decide whether that's the right standard for him or not. And right is right, wrong is wrong. And how people react, you know, people suck. People are going to get it wrong. So it doesn't, the public fallout, I wouldn't worry about. He will, but he shouldn't. The second thing, lifetime ban, this does not rise to the level of lifetime ban. I'm sorry, it doesn't. He deserves, I mean, these year suspensions are unprecedented. So short of Pete Rose and Joe Jackson and, you know, these sort of things, these are the stiffest penalties ever handed down for something like this. That's not enough. Come on.
Yeah, no. The penalties are significant.
It's enough.
Yeah, In fact, you could argue they're too severe.
And equal to a bit more what happened with the guys in Houston. Lifetime bans, too much.
I mean, if we're going to start saying that, what about the steroid guys? Why you let them back in? I mean, the concept is the same. Whether you're stealing signs or you're juicing up to cheat the game, you're trying to win unfairly. But at least you're trying to win.
Corrine in Rutland. Go ahead, Corrine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Am I talking to you?
Yes, you're talking to us.
Oh, okay. Thank you for taking my call. The thing that bothers me, and nobody has mentioned it, neither you guys or the show in front of you, Bert and Zolak, is what this does to the perception of the kids that are coming up through Little League and Babe Ruth and that kind of stuff. You said that there's been cheating in baseball forever. I never realized it, but this is getting so much publicity that you can't ignore it. The kids are listening to it and everything. The kids should be learning that there are consequences for cheating, for breaking the rules.
Okay.
And for, you know.
And you don't think they are? These guys have lost their jobs.
Well, I know, but the kids should know.
Well, they know.
They're learning it.
Corrine, I'm just going to let you go. They know. I mean, like what? Like,
I would go one step further there, Ruth. I would ban kids from playing baseball from now on. It's a dirty, filthy sport.
So, like, you know, what about the children? I have a hard time with that. The children are going to be okay. They'll figure it out.
So I always hate when that one gets sucked in any discussion. Okay, like to me, and I'm not, the sign stealing thing's been going on forever. Now it's just there are technological elements to it, and it's getting out of control. The bottom line is this, okay? Because I believe in this sort of process. The commissioner runs the game, in theory, or oversees it. Better way to say it. The commissioner told everyone, cut the crap. What'd you do it again for? And he told you there would be penalties.
So, but if Corrine and others are worried about the example set for the kids, I think baseball's giving you the example. If you do this, there are consequences.
Absolutely.
Massive, huge consequences. These guys are losing their livelihoods.
I think you guys are maybe underplaying the legalized gambling aspect to this, too.
No, Murray, I think you're right about this.
No, go.
Well, I think what's happening here, at least with Massachusetts trying to start, you know, legalize sports gambling, you have to have these teams look as clean as possible. Is there stuff probably going on in every professional sport? Probably. But with Alex Cora and him now being connected to two cheating scandals, I think that's a bad look, and it makes him look vulnerable to, it could make him look vulnerable to those, you know, in the mob or something like that. I don't think that's too much of a stretch to say. And so that's the concern. He exposed himself to blackmail as a manager of a team because he's a known cheater. I think that's a real thing.
Maybe. But if the games aren't on the level, that's all you need.
Right.
This game's not on the level because one team is cheating, the other team's not, and so that determines the outcome, and no one wants to handicap that.
And there's billions of dollars at stake once this gets legalized. All these teams are going to be in bed with, you know, either the casinos or any of these online gambling, sports gambling things. So they want, again, they need to have their operations look as clean as possible. And now Alex Cora is anything but.
Jim in Boston, you're next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Jim.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good.
Two quick points. One of them you pretty much covered, and that's basically the narrative of baseball going back 100 years has been, you know, cheating scandals. So I don't think it's going to hurt the image of the sport. My daughter has no interest in baseball until this story came out. And last night we spent about an hour talking about the history of cheating in baseball, and she's absolutely riveted by it. So I don't think it's going to hurt at all.
Oh, I don't think it hurts one bit.
I think it helps.
The first baseball conversations we've been able to have in months.
It's the most interesting baseball story in years.
Seriously. The Red Sox, this offseason, have reportedly been on the verge of trading their best player, an MVP candidate. Not candidate, MVP. And no one gives a poop. You couldn't wrest a Red Sox conversation out of that if you tried. So this has got people talking Red Sox in some, you know, sort of backward way. I guess that's a good thing. It made him at least a little relevant because nothing else will.
Well, this is that whole thing. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I guess.
I mean, you know, now, again, I don't know whether it's a short-term thing or whatever. Once they start the games, that people just go right back into their holes again. Because the game is not what it used to be. There's no two ways about it. I mean, but this thing is, to me, I'm sorry. I don't have much compassion. The penalties were severe. But they were all told up front what would happen if they broke the rules. They were all told up front, and they're adults.
Hi, Bill. You're on the air. What do you got?
Hey, very quickly, they can't fire Cora before they if he gets suspended. They can't fire him because they'll be on the hook for the contract. The larger question I have is, if he does get suspended, wouldn't it be prudent for Henry and the boys to not fire Cora and to ride it out and then and see what the length of the suspension is and then make a decision once that suspension is over, whether or not, because isn't there some financial considerations to take in because they just put them under contract?
Right. I mean, I think that's the answer. They fire him for cause. They don't owe him the money. You know, I'm sure it's written into his contract.
Probably.
If you put us in a bad spot or bring us into disrepute or, what's the word I'm looking for? If you do something that's not in the best interest of the team
sure.
or bring public shame to the organization, we can fire you with cause, meaning we don't owe you your salary. So until that punishment comes down from, I mean, maybe this document's enough because he's all over this thing. But if you're, you know, worried about paying him the money and, you know, taking that angle, you wait for the suspension and then you fire him.
Yes, absolutely. And so, look, Hinch, for example, is not getting paid this year no matter what.
I'm just telling you, though, I mean, it's going to take another couple of weeks here. Spring training starts in a month. They start heading down there in a couple of weeks. The Red Sox are going to have to know before the official documents come down, and the league is going to have to give them a heads up. You better have a different manager in place because Cora's not going to make it down
there. Yeah, again, you were talking 30 days here. And so the manager typically shows up a little early anyway. So let's call it 27, 26. And then what are you going to do? Tell him the night before he's going? You're going to have to give him another week there. So it's three weeks max. Max. It might be 2.5.
We have got Adam in his cubicle. Go ahead, Adam.
So back in September, John Henry gave a presser where, unprompted, he said that the Red Sox wanted to get below or at 208. Now, nobody in the press brought that up. He just, again, he did it unprompted. How much is that hamstringing Bloom now? No, every other team knows that they got to get rid of Betts, or they got to slash payroll by $40 million some odd dollars. It seems like Henry kind of screwed Bloom into this position where you're not going to get anything close
okay.
to what you could have.
Yeah, this story's gone to the background.
Separate issue, but he's right. He's right. The owner absolutely screwed the GM on this one. So I remember when these guys first took over, I would ask about payroll projections and they wouldn't tell me because they knew it was a valuable piece of information that it would tell you what kind of players you were in the market for. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting ready to go into the offseason. The owner says we're going to slash $35, $40 million off the payroll. How's Bloom supposed to get anything for the guys he's got to move if they have to dump the money and everyone knows it? He did. He undercut his GM. He absolutely screwed him.
But the irony is, the whole reason they want to get under that tax and shed payroll is because they don't want to lose draft picks. And then their manager gets rung up for cheating, and they're going to lose twice the amount of draft picks they ever would have for the Fracocta luxury tax.
Again, the Astros lost a first and a second in both 2020 and 2021. Oh. Four picks total.
So that's the irony of that situation. We'll reset our quick Brady thought right after this and get back to your calls.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Bedard, the big boy, came in, did a couple hours, and it's his understanding, as he wrote on his website last week, that the team doesn't think Stidham will be ready next year to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I'll just read, he said this on the air, but I'll read it too. He says, here's what I've been able to glean about how the team views Jarrett Stidham. Certainly for where he was drafted, Stidham had an impressive rookie season from camp and preseason to the work he did behind the scenes. But I don't get the sense the team is all aboard the Stidham train should things go south with Brady. Do they think they could win with him? Sure, as a part-timer. But the feeling is very similar to what they had with Jimmy Garoppolo at this stage. He really needs another season to be considered a legitimate NFL starter. So there will be other quarterbacks who can start that are seriously considered. So what he's saying is, Bedard thinks Brady's coming back. You know, if he had to bet, that would be the outcome. But if he doesn't, he thinks a team would have to bring in another veteran to start on top of Stidham, not to back up Stidham, not to be a break glass in case of emergency guy, actually be the starter to fill the gap until Stidham's ready or they have their guy. I hate the thought of that.
It's also so different than anything else we've heard about Jarrett Stidham, how the team feels about him. And even going back to the preseason.
Right, good point, you know, Murray, yeah.
Everyone was saying, oh, we've never seen a rookie look this good in camp at quarterback for this team, even better than Garoppolo. So who's he talking to from the team that said this? I would love to know. He's obviously going to protect his sources, but it's just different, you know. Look, based on the little bit that we saw when he got into regular game action, it was just, you know, that little bit in that Jets game. It wasn't good.
I think it's silly to judge him on that, though. It was five snaps, you know, whatever it was. Like, that's just ridiculous. I mean, but I'm not telling you he's ready. Maybe he's not. That's bad news. The best case scenario is that Stidham would be ready. Or at least close,
right.
You know? I mean, maybe not in September, but...
Just goes to show you that there is probably some discourse between some of the coaches, you know, how they feel about this kid. Some like him, some don't.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, but, you know, he's not quite ready to go to start, but by the end of the year, he's making the right play, and they're winning games, and it's viable. And that's the best case scenario for him, that he's ready to go. Stidham's ready to go. If he's not ready to go, you know, I'm not letting Brady go and then paying Andy Dalton $15, $20 million. If that's it, I'll just pay Brady $25.
And they won't. They won't do that. They're either going to have Brady wrapped up at a reasonable number, or they're going to, you know, they lose Brady and they bring in another guy at a reasonable number. And when I say reasonable, meaning for that player, I don't mean that it's the same number Brady would get.
It just doesn't make any sense. Just pay Brady.
Yeah, if it's a stopgap thing. The unfortunate part of this whole thing, really, is as it pertains to Stidham, don't you think they'll start to get a much better read in, you know, the next offseason? In other words, the mini camps,
yeah.
The OTAs, if he were to get reps in there. That second camp is a big difference, isn't it?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know, but Bedard's hearing that they don't think he's there yet, as it stands right now. So Bedard says, what do I think? I think Brady believes... And perhaps he's been made to believe by some influential people in the organization that the team will step up when the time comes and he'll be back with the Patriots. even though that's very complicated when it comes to his contract and what he would get paid. But Brady could end up being disappointed if he's banking on that. I know the Patriots are busy trying to gauge what Brady's market might be and when he could ultimately sign. So the Patriots, as you might imagine, are preparing contingencies. You just have to wonder if Brady's really doing that as well. So they're preparing contingencies. So there's someone that they would bring in to start on top of Jarrett Stidham. Who would that be? Whoever that is, it better be dirt cheap, man. Better be dirt cheap. That's what I would say. Because if you're going to pay any of these guys on the market any real money, then you might as well just pay Brady. And I don't think that's necessarily the right thing for them to do. I think it's time to turn the page. Next chapter. You know how I feel about this. But if they're going to pay player X, Teddy Bridgewater, 20, then pay Brady 25 for crying out loud. Like, that's just silly. If you can get someone for a song, dirt cheap, Eli Manning for $5 million, like I said last week. Now, that's different. Now, that's different, but I'm not paying someone real money.
No, it just makes no sense.
I pay Brady real. If I'm paying anyone real money, it's Brady.
Okay, but again,
the rest are kids or stopgap.
The only thing I have an issue with is your math. Because again, like you say, like I'm not going to pay Bridgewater 1 and 20. I'd rather pay that to Brady. What if Brady takes 2 and 50?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Then don't do anything at all. Then I don't want the stopgap quarterback, regardless.
So it's not. All I'm saying is Brady might take 2 years.
I hear you, Maz. I don't want to pay any stopgap $20 million to Murray's point.
So I don't think they will either.
Any of them.
I don't think they will.
Even if it was one of the other things he mentioned. Like
what about 10?
You trade with Jacksonville and they eat most of the money. And what, you're paying 10 for Nick Foles? Like, even still, what's that?
10.
No.
10.
Mike, you got to pay 10. 5 for Eli's not realistic.
All right. So like,
it's not realistic.
That's the only way I want him is if he's freaking free.
Yeah, but you're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
You got that, to say. Yeah,
you,
no,
got
yeah,
that?
You got that. Who knows? I mean, that's why I'm saying it's important that Stidham is at least close to being ready, and then you have your quarterback for free. He costs $800,000. Like, that's what it should be. I don't know. What if you say, Eli, here's 5, and you have $15 million in incentives, which will all be not likely to be earned because he didn't do squat last year. So you put them all in incentives that don't hit on this year's books, they hit on next year's cap. And, you know, as you make the playoffs, here's 10.
You
know,
I told you, I would absolutely bring in Eli Manning. Totally sign Eli.
He's not the best guy on the list, but Drew Brees ain't going to go for that, or Teddy Bridgewater ain't going to go for that. He's going to have a chance to start, blah, blah, blah. Andy Dalton doesn't need to go for that. He's under contract, et cetera, not that I want him either. I'm just saying, like, all this stuff is less appealing to me than Stidham at $800,000, drafted, developed, and ready to go by Bill. That's what I want to be ready to go.
I see Eli at 10, I would totally do. Yeah. I mean, Eli, I would.
Eli's 7.
You too, just so thirsty to make the New York tabloids again.
7.5.
I want the Daily News and then the Times.
Yeah,
the Post can kiss my ass.
Post wrote a story on this, just this little thing that we did just now that we did last week. They did a whole story on it, Shock Jocks. Eli Manning to the Patriots. He even brought up the Roy Halladay stuff. Like dredged up this is the same Felger that it, like, it was a whole rip job, like a takedown piece.
I always check
like hot taking.
I always check the New York Post, but by default anyway. And when I saw the headline, I was like, it can't be. Clicked on it. It is.
It's a story.
It's like, oh, come on.
The takedown piece, Maz.
If they want quotes, I'll give them quotes. Eli's got plums. He's got juicy big plums. I'll take Eli any day of the week.
Mary and Marshfield waiting patiently to talk about this very topic. Mary, go ahead.
Oh, just an hour and a half. That's okay. It's worth it.
Sorry.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I just feel like the bottom line, it's going to be what will enable me to win a 7th Super Bowl title for both Belichick and Brady, whether that, and I think it's probably to stay together. I really do. I don't think that there's any surefire way for Brady to do it away from the Patriots, but he's got to sit down and say, look, you can't leave me hanging like you did last year. There has to be some guarantees written in there.
So Mary,
I don't think Robert, yes?
It's more important to you for them to win a 7th versus have 10 years of viability if it's an either or?
Well, I think, don't you feel like both of them want to prove that they can, well, I think initially it would prove I can win without the other one, but I think that would set them apart in the annals of
They've already been set apart.
History.
They're already number one in each of the things that they do. That's it.
Yes, they are, but the six Super Bowls, we figure you've got Pittsburgh that has six, granted, not with the same coach and quarterback. I don't know. I want Brady to come back. I want him to retire a Patriot.
Okay, well, that's different now. But if you're saying the most important thing to you is the seventh title, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. You're entitled to how you feel as a fan. To me, what would be more important is that to be consistently competitive and contending for 10 years versus winning the seventh. You're already at the top of the mountain. There's nowhere higher to go.
I mean, I sort of look at it and say, why stop at seven? Why not find the next quarterback and get 10? Like, that's sort of how I think.
That's the goal. The goal is to find the next guy and the next iteration of this team and keep it going.
I mean, this is like, this is Tom versus team. What would you rather have? To me, it's about the future of the franchise now.
So we continue with that. We continue with the Alex Cora, Houston Astros story right after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Alex Cora is not in a good situation right now. In this player-driven scheme, he was the only coach who was mentioned. And when Jeff Luhnow put out a statement, he said not only did the players do it, but it was the bench coach as well. So he threw Alex Cora under the bus too. Then you have 2018 when he goes and manages the Boston Red Sox to a world championship. And the Red Sox are now being accused of using the video replay room to decode sign sequences again after they had gotten caught using an Apple Watch on their bench and had been warned severely. The Red Sox are going to be fined. Alex Cora is going to be suspended. The question at this point, and the answer is probably no, is will he keep his job?
Jeff Passan, ESPN, who's been on the lead in some of this reporting. So Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick start the whole ball rolling. Alex Cora's job status remains in the air. Dan Shaughnessy writes in the Boston Globe this afternoon, the Red Sox need to fire Alex Cora now, yesterday if possible. Don't wait for MLB to tell you what to do, just do the right thing. Shaughnessy writes that after speaking with two sources with direct knowledge of the situation, I get a sense the Sox are going to stand by their man and ride this out. They just love Alex Cora, and we understand that. But this is not an episode that calls for traditional media-blaming defiance. This is not the time for the Sox to stick behind their guy. The Red Sox are an important local institution. Firing Cora now before MLB's next set of sanctions is issued, before it becomes obvious to everyone that Cora must go, allows the Sox to preserve some form of institutional dignity and let history record that they did the right thing. I don't necessarily agree with Shaughnessy. I don't know if any of these guys deserve to lose their jobs. They deserve these suspensions. I'm glad for these suspensions. And again, my big thing is pace of play. Hopefully it scares everyone away from all this sign stealing stuff that has helped grind these games to a halt. So they deserve all these punishments. I don't know if they deserve to lose their job. But when Jim Crane fires those guys on day one, the sanctions come down. That puts Henry in a spot. Cora was the mastermind. Hinch just stood by and watched it. Well, the report leads us to believe that Cora was more involved than Hinch or Ludnow, who got suspended a year and lost their jobs. So if that happens to them, and Henry doesn't do that to Cora, who was more involved than those other two, how do the Red Sox look? So he's backed into a corner. It's probably going to happen. I don't know if it necessarily deserves to happen. But I don't think they needed to fire him now to preserve their dignity. I don't care about that.
No, you wait until the suspension comes down for Major League Baseball. Now seems like...
Well, no, I mean, let me tell you why I think they need to do it now. Pitchers and catchers report in 30 days. In 2 weeks, they start heading down there. Like, you've got to have your manager in place in the next couple of weeks.
Right, unless they already know what they're going to do. In other words, they're not going to get someone from somewhere else. It'll be Renicky, and that's it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, yeah. but that's why they need to sort of, whether they announce it or not, they need to internally start making up their mind here in the next couple of weeks.
No question. Yeah, no question. Absolutely true. And my guess is we're going to have our answer in two and a half weeks. I don't think they can go to spring training with this hanging over their head.
When's that effing truck day?
Oh, God, who knows? It's going to be soon.
Like 2 weeks, I feel.
No,
like.
Well,
3 weeks?
Yeah, usually takes a little more than a week to get down there, I think. And then they get to unload the thing.
Super Bowl week?
Yeah, it's usually right around Super Bowl.
Yeah, right around there.
Okay, so that's coming. But meanwhile, this is how off guard the Red Sox were caught with this. Yesterday, they sent out notices for their spring carnival and also the baseball writers' dinner, right?
Thursday night.
You got your tux all pressed and ready to go, dry cleaned?
Oh, I haven't gone in years.
You got your tails all ready to go in top hat?
They don't want radio people there.
Be honest. You and McAdam going to top hat and tails.
No. I wear the hat. He wears the tails. Not anymore.
No question you guys wear tuxedos. It's a big night for you fellas.
Well, it used to be a tuxedo night, yeah.
BBWAA. It used to really be a tuxedo night.
Yeah, I would sit up on the dais with my tuxedo, but no pants.
So
February 3rd is the official truck day for the Red Sox.
Thank you. I don't want to miss that. So they send out this notice for the
all types of surveillance equipment on that truck.
No, but the Winter Carnival, they send out yesterday, the notice for the Winter Carnival yesterday. It's like they had no idea what was coming down the pike for the Astros.
No, and I think
they had no idea that Cora was going to be the focus of that report.
So if I'm them, I don't send Cora to the dinner.
There's no way.
I don't send Cora to the Winter Carnival. I don't know if he's part of that anyway. And I think they're doing in tandem with one of those events, and it's not the
Friday
dinner.
Night is a town hall meeting with the owners.
There you go. Town hall.
Great one.
That ought to go over well, huh? Town meeting.
Is it live? I mean, so maybe someone will
find... It's usually live there, and they tape delay it to Nesson.
Tape delay it.
But you know what those answers are going to be? The commissioner's office has asked that we not comment on this thing until the investigation's complete.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's... And look, I get it. I mean, I don't doubt that that's what happened, but that's what you're going to get. Like, that is what you're going to get. You're going to get that shoved down your throat.
Okay. Innocent until proven guilty. Back to your phones.
There's a media availability at 5:15 on January 17th with ownership.
Is that the town hall?
That's something before the town hall.
Oh, goody.
Oh.
Dakota and Braintree, your thoughts.
All right, so here's a little tidbit. Now, what was the fine that was just handed down by the Manfred for the Astros again?
$5 million.
$5 million. So this Jeff Lunau, Tony, do you remember the database hacking scandal?
Yes.
Okay.
They were the victims in that, though.
Well, yes and no.
Spy versus spy. Exactly.
Jeff Luna was in the Cardinals organization from like the early 2000s to 2011, 2012 when Correa was there, and then Luna takes Houston and this all came about. I bet you there was some stuff that was going on and they fined them $2 million, I think, the Cardinals, and two first-round picks they had to give to the Astros. So basically they're basically taking away what they got from the Cardinals and money washing hands, but this got to go back to Jeff Luna. I mean, how can you not? All right, if this was the Patriots, you'd be going back. You'd be tying all these dots together, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I'll allow it. That's a dirty, dirty organization.
Yeah, so that's fair. That who knows what the hell precipitated that whole thing. So he's right.
Oh, the Astros are filthy.
Yeah, they are. They're dirty.
So are the Cardinals, by the way. One of the sneakiest, dirtiest organizations in all of sports. You know, don't get me started with that group. And that team.
So you want more conspiracy thinking?
Sure, give it to me.
You remember at the before Cora became manager, there was a story came out that he had a confrontation with a broadcaster of the Astros on a team flight.
Absolutely.
Then got into it with Hinch
yeah.
on the bus off the bus.
We spent time on this.
Yeah, we did. We absolutely did. You know, allegedly it had something to do with, like, Cora was playing music or something on the bus. And
I can't even remember what it was.
Maybe that's not what it was.
Right. Hinch is taking a baseball bat to the monitors in the hallway behind the dugout, and Cora keeps putting them back up. So, yeah, sure. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm just asking. But when you hear about events and incidents like that going on with teams, sometimes they tell us, oh, yeah, this is what it was about. And the reality is it was about something else entirely.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised one bit. Rory in the car. What do you think, Rory?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny how Mookie Betts couldn't hit at all in the 2018 playoffs, even though he was knowing whether it was a fastball or a curveball.
Wait a minute, Rory. In the playoffs, there was actually an MLB-appointed person outside the video room, so they couldn't continue with it. So it would explain why he was able to hit during the regular season, but not during the playoffs.
Ah, I see. Okay, that's good information. That explains a lot. The other thing that I'm just kind of sad about is the wasted talent of Devers and Bogarts, and the fact that the next 2 to 3 years is just going to be completely wasted on them. They're not going to have any talent in the bullpen, and they're going to just waste that talent here. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm not convinced of that. They're still one of the better teams in the American League. Their roster is still a top three, top five roster in the league.
I mean, we're writing off the next 2 or 3 years now?
You know how many suckbag teams are still left in the American League, and how many teams are tanking, and how many easy wins, how many just automatic wins you're going to get? You're still going to, quote-unquote, contend next year. And Murray, I know you're already making a face.
Yeah, because the Rays are better than them. The Astros, still with all their cheating, I still think they're better than them. The Indians are better than them. The White Sox will be better. Like, okay, and you're giving that rotation way too much credit.
So it all comes down to the health of the rotation. But if those starters are all healthy and they're here, they'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry. You also don't have your video system to hit better at home.
I mean, I'm not telling you they're going to be at number one.
Stuff will be on the truck, Jimmy. Don't kid yourself.
I mean, they had video equipment last year, and they only won 84 games, so that'll go down.
Tom and Quincy, let me ask you this, and everybody. Is the Red Sox championship in 2018 tainted?
I hate saying anything is tainted, to be honest. I mean, it don't look good. You know, I mean, I'm a Sox fan. I mean, don't look good. I mean, Jesus, how can it? But my whole thing, this story broke, what, like 26, 27 hours ago or something like that?
Yes, sir.
I'm already friggin' aggravated because people, this is what happened, and I knew this would happen, and it always does because people overreact about stuff and whatever. I agree the fact of the penalties that the Houston Astros got, and I agree with the fact the Cora should get minimally that or more, right? But these people saying that he should be banned for life.
Ridiculous.
That's just asinine, right?
I don't agree.
And you get the other people calling in going, well, big deal they lose draft picks. Nothing to see here. It's like, guys, they did it. They did it. They got told not to do it. They did it again. Now these teams are getting their asses kicked by the commissioner, and the Sox are up next. They are going to get hammered, deservedly so. Period.
And it's going to leave a mark. Losing back-to-back first and second-round picks leaves a mark.
Of course, especially with the state of their organization. I'll tell you what I am I'm happy with. Okay? Maybe even a little surprised. I haven't heard anyone say yet, yeah, everyone was doing it. Why are they getting punished?
You haven't been online much then, huh?
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I stay off Twitter, Mario. I treat tweets like a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
I go on there, I light them, toss them, I get out.
This is the drum that Jared Carabas is banging. Yeah, it's everybody else doing it. You really got to go back further. There's other guys already saying, like, no, this went before Cora was with the Astros.
Barstool's
like,
not a...
I know.
Fan site.
What aboutism drives me crazy in these kind of situations.
See, I was about to say that this, in my mind, puts Red Sox fans ahead of Patriots fans because they whine like little babies every time they get busted for cheating. And at least someone like Tom will say they did it, they were told not to, they'll get punished, deservedly so. And that's exactly how I feel.
Is the 2018 championship tainted?
Yes.
Sure, a little bit.
Yep, a little bit. There's no way to...
I mean, they're not going to take it away or anything, but, no. You know, we'll say, that was the year they were stealing signs.
I'm not telling them to vacate it. The banner stays up. I'm not... That's stupid, but...
It is heretofore referred to, for me, as the fake title. The fake title of the Red Sox 1 year.
So I'm not doing that, but I don't know how you can't look at it and say, yep, that was the year that X, Y, and Z. Sorry. That's just the way it goes.
I've always felt that way a little bit about 04. For that matter,
steroid thing?
Yeah, they had steroid guys on that team.
That's a time you could say everybody was doing it.
Well, true. But the point is you can't, you know, discredit everyone else and not discredit yourself in the same breath.
No, put him on the list.
That's all. So, again, the problem was rampant in baseball back then.
Okay. Can we look at the 2013 team because they came out of nowhere to win the title?
Hmm. Interesting.
And John Farrell got busted for the Apple Watch, so maybe 2013 is tainted also. All
right. Add it to the list. Final word comes your way next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, making his final appearance, right, for the football season.
Oh, it might be. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, either way, he was in today. Which
maybe
means...
Radio Row, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll see him in Miami.
Oh, that's right. Did the 10 questions, but a little bit different as it had to do with the Patriots superlatives. Either way, Hardy has a recap for us. I says, Hardy has a recap for us.
That's number one.
Yeah.
So go to
the one that's labeled 10.
Who was the team MVP in 2019?
Stephon Gilmore. I mean, I just think, I mean, yes, he did not have some, you know, some great moments there.
Yeah.
Good year.
The team LVP, least valuable player, the biggest suck bag on the team.
Cannon and Mason both. They both sucked.
Most improved, Bedard.
My least improved, because I don't think we did least improved.
So there you go.
Okay, it's right. So I cut that out. Just talk. Did you give me a wrong answer?
Yeah, but I have another answer.
Really good.
What was their best move, Bedard?
This isn't very exciting, but I thought
shocker. Tool bag.
Antonio Brown. Yep, runaway.
The NFL. This is real life.
Gets worse by the week and he's not even here.
Bitch, you don't drive Bentleys. This is not your life.
What was the best on-field moment of the season, Bedard?
Julian Edelman's pass to Philip Dorsett against the Eagles.
Was there a Brady moment where, like, he... Did he run for something? It was like... I think there was.
No question.
Who do they need back? Who can they let go?
Well, I think... Because I didn't want to name...
Really?
Yes.
What's our record with Jared Stidham next year?
9-7.
8-8.
Yeah, 8-8.
Okay. They win the division is the answer.
8-8.
9-7.
8-8.
It's 8-8.
10-6.
This is how I feel.
Bag of d***s for the d***s.
You say that.
No, he...
The bag of d***s.
That I don't want.
In the end, it didn't work.
Oh, Bedard. He was particularly sleepy today, I thought.
Seriously, though, right?
Oh, my God. Get the doo-doo out of your mouth. Then at like 3:45, out of nowhere, with one segment left, he decides to engage.
He erupted.
And finally.
Big boy.
Like, what can we do to get that out of you at 2 p.m. when we start?
Talk Packers.
Big boy went nuclear.
Good God. Finally, I was glad to hear it.
Big boy brought to a boil.
Here comes Jones and Arcan. What do we have up our sleeves tonight, fellas?
Yeah, we are always boiling on the night program. 30 whopping minutes taking you up until the Bruins tonight. We're going to compare and contrast how Major League Baseball has handled their cheating scandal with how the NFL is handling their cheating scandals to this point. Let's see what they do in this latest one, which could come down, I don't know, at any point in the next week or so, right?
That's sort of gone silent.
What has?
The Bengals thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right.
That's still out there.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that.
What are they doing there? They find something?
Waiting for baseball to announce a big, scary scandal so they can duck under that one, maybe. I don't know. hide behind that news cycle. I don't know. I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't think we have to worry about the NFL killing the Patriots on that one.
Here comes Jones and Arcan. Hi, Christian.
Hey, Mike.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
No commercials, just an update. We're back at it tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then, Anthony.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.